Hi, Kitty. It's so nice to see you again.
I don't think you mean that, Hanky.
Of course I mean it. A day without a cat is like a picnic without flies. Imperfect and incomplete.
Very funny, Hanky, but I think you'd better move along. I'm helping Sally Mae plant flowers, and we don't need you blundering around.
Drover had joined me by then, and I turned to him. Hey, Drover, did you hear that?
Hear what?
Pete just informed me that he's helping Sally Mae.
I'll be darned. What a nice kitty.
You missed the point, Drover. It was a stupid statement and a typical cat lie. Cats never help anyone but themselves.
Oh, yeah. Boy, what a stupid statement.
Exactly. Have you ever heard a stupid or statement in your whole life?
Well, what's a statement?
Drover, please. I'm trying to build my case against this cat. It's very simple. It's very easy. All you have to do is give the correct answer, which is no.
No.
Oh, so now you're refusing to obey orders, is that right? I've been noticing this little rebellious streak in you, Drover, and I can tell you that it's going to cause you nothing but trouble.
I just gave you the right answer, that's all. You said the answer was no, and I said no.
Oh. Well, perhaps. I whirled around and faced the cat. He had moved. I marched over to him. There, you see, Pete? An impartial panel of two dogs agrees that your Studer was stapled and... Suddenly, I had lost the thread of my argument. I whirled back to Drover. Drover, what was the point we were trying to make?
Gosh, I don't know. I'm all confused. Something about grasshoppers, I think.
Yes, of course. I whirled back to the cat. You see, Kitty, if you were really and truly trying to help Sally Mae with her planting chores, you would be catching grasshoppers. The cat stared at me with those weird eyes of his.
Oh, really? Why would I be catching grasshoppers?
Because, Kitty, grasshoppers are the sworn enemies of every ranch wife. Because grasshoppers eat plants and flowers and shrubberies.
How interesting. The only problem, Hanky, is that grasshoppers can make you choke. The back legs, you know. They hang up in your throat sometimes.
Drover and I exchanged glances. Then we started laughing.
Hey, Drover, did you hear that?
Yeah, I can't believe he said that. What a stupid statement. He doesn't know that we eat grasshoppers all the time, does he?
I whirled back to the cat. For your information, Kitty, we eat grasshoppers all the time. Not only do we rid the ranch of these miserable pests, but we also increase our intake of protein and save the ranch money on dog food. And do we look choked, Pete? Are we coughing and gasping for breath? Ha! So much for your phony argument.
Drover was jumping up and down.
Nice shot, Hank, nice shot. Boy, you really got him on that one.
Thanks, Drover, but I'm just getting warmed over. I leaned forward and put my nose in Kitty's face. Your problem with grasshoppers, Pete, is that you're too fat and lazy to catch one.
Pete grinned and rolled his eyes.
Oh, really? And I suppose you're going to show me how it's done,
I gave Drover a wink. He just stepped into our trap, Drover.
Yeah, boy, we've got him now.
Back to the cat. Yes, as a matter of fact, Kitty, that's exactly what we're fixing to do. Before your very eyes, we will put on a live demonstration of doggy pest control. Pay attention and study your lessons.
He grinned and widened his eyes.
Oh, I will, I will. I can hardly wait to see this.
I turned to Drover. Okay, pal, which one of us will lead off?
Oh, I guess I could, since I know more about it than you do.
There was a moment of silence.
I can't believe you said that, Drover. Well, I see, you've done it, but I've studied it. I've studied it from all angles, the ups and the downs and the sidewayses of it. Yeah, but you may know a little more about the simple act of catching grasshoppers, but I'm much farther advanced in the theoretical aspects of pest control.
I'll be darned.
See, you've got to have a plan and a theory, Drover. You can't just go out and pounce on a grasshopper.
Boy, it sure is complicated.
I placed a paw on his shoulder. It is, and I'm afraid I'll have to handle this one myself. Work a little harder on the theoretical side, and maybe next time we'll let you go first. And with that, I went into my warm-up procedures and began loosening up the enormous muscles in my shoulders. Those big muscles up front are the ones you use in these situations. The jumpus muscle and the semi-lateral boogaloo, if you want to get into the scientific names. Anyways, I got them warmed up and ready for combat. Then I tossed a glance over at Sally Mae. She was on her knees, digging in the dirt with a hand trowel. Beside her, several feet away, was a bucket of something. Water, it appeared. Yes, it was water because she poured some of it around the roots of the plant she was planting. Well, she seemed deeply involved in her planting business and hadn't noticed me, so I went over to, well, wish her a good morning and to alert her to the fact that something important was fixing to happen. I approached her with a big cowdog smile and broad swings of the tail. It was lousy luck that I stepped on one of her posies, pansies, petunias, whatever they were, stepped on one of her flowers. And okay, maybe one of my broad swings went a little wild and knocked over a potted plant. Two potted plants, several potted plants, and more or less whipped the straw hat off of her head. Boy, you sure have to watch those broad swings of the tail. Sometimes they're so full of joy and emotion, they get out of control and, my goodness, she whirled on me with flared nostrils and flaming eyes.
Will you take your washtub feet and whiplash tail and get away from me?
Well, sure. I mean, I was just trying to... Hey, I could take a hint, and yes, I moved away from her. Sally Mae can be a little strange sometimes. But the important thing was that I had made her aware of my presence on the scene, and now I was ready to begin the pest control procedure. I wanted her to see the whole thing. I knew she would be proud, and I knew she would regret the hateful things she had said. I didn't have washtub feet, and I sure hadn't given her whiplash with my tail. Those were broad swings of the tail, and they're meant to show friendship and caring and love and devotion. Sometimes you can't avoid misunderstanding, no matter how hard you try. A big heart is no match for a small mind, although I would be the last to suggest that Sally Mae had better quit while I'm ahead. Well, it was showtime. Everyone was watching me. Pete, Drover, Sally Mae. Okay, maybe she wasn't exactly watching me, but I was confident that I would grab her attention when the action started. And you know who else showed up? J.T. Cluck, the head rooster. Say, this event was really drawing a crowd, which didn't exactly break my heart. I must confess that I kind of enjoy showing my stuff to an audience. And the bigger the audience, the better the performance. JT peered at me and twisted his head around.
What's going on around here?
Stand back, JT. I'm fixing to give a public demonstration of grasshopper capturation.
What's that mean?
It means that if you will get your feathers out of the way, I will demonstrate the theory and technique of capturing grasshoppers.
Huh. What does a dog know about catching grasshoppers? If you want to know about grasshoppers, talk to a rooster. That's What we do for a living is what we do.
Would you move?
Huh? Of course they move. They don't just sit there. They hop. That's why they're called grasshoppers. And I'll tell you something else, Pooch. They're hard to swallow. You know them back legs? They scrape all the way down. And if you ain't real careful, you'll choke, is what happens.
Thank you, JT. Now, if you'll just...
happen to Elsa's brother's uncle. What was his name? Oh, yeah. They called him Red. He was red, see? The reddest darn rooster you ever saw. Had green tail feathers.
JT?
Choked on a grasshopper one day is what he done, and he died.
I stuck my nose in his face and rattled his beak with a ferocious bark. Move! That got his attention. He jumped 3 feet into the air, flapped and squawked, and left several feathers floating in the breeze. And best of all, he shut his beak and moved out of the way. Never argue with a rooster, I always say. Just go straight to the bottom line and give him a blast. At last, I was ready.